The play is set in medieval times, so there is royalty and their subordinates. The jesters are desperately trying to please the king, so they want to give him a unicorn.
Does he see such a creature?
You're going to. We'll go into the forest first thing tomorrow evening and find one for the king's birthday. We've had such a time deciding on just the right present.
That's Sarah Larson as one of the jesters. Of course, the play has good guys and bad guys.
I am the chancellor's daughter. I make the decisions around here.
That's Althea Malone in the role of Obnoxia. She's pretty evil, and she loves food.
Bumble, move that big ham closer. Humble thought she was so smart reciting the menu, she forgot to mention the baked ham.
Cindy Fry is directing the high school play, as well as performing in it.
It is set in medieval times with a evil chancellor who has turned the beautiful Lady Vanessa into a unicorn in hopes that the king will not be able to be wed by his birthday, and therefore he will have to be exiled from the kingdom. And then the evil chancellor can take over as queen. So that's kind of the main theme. And we have jesters that have got critical parts. And then we have Lady Obnoxia, who is the chancellor's daughter, who's a little bit gluttonous and enjoys to eat a lot. So we'll have actual food on stage on Friday and Saturday and be eating, you know, and maybe have the fat dripping down the chin and all the good stuff like that. So it'll be fabulous.
How many students are involved in this production?
So we have, I think, about 16 students that are involved this year, between all the parts and their backstage people.
Yeah, so. I noticed there's some working the sound, the lights.
Yep, we have two backstage and we have two that are up in the booth, one for lights, one for sound. So it's a lot of pieces trying to come together.
And then is this freshmen through seniors or how?
Freshmen through seniors, and we do have some seniors that are in the play this year. So we have three actually on stage and then in the sound booth. So very thankful to have them be part of this.
And then how has practice been? How long have you been preparing?
Oh, goodness. We started back in January, and it's been very, very hard to get everybody on stage at the same time because our students are involved in so many activities. And so it's been a challenge to get our really good rehearsals in. So a lot of people know their individual lines, but now we're at the last minute trying to push it together to create the performance. It's been a challenge this year, just with everybody's times.
And what should the audience expect? What should people expect when they come to the show?
Pure chaos. No, it should be humor and interactive. And there's some parts for booing and hissing and cheering. And so I think the more involved, it would be fabulous. Yeah, it should be fun and silly. It's definitely got a silly tone to it. So we've got a silly unicorn. We have some silly evil chancellors and gluttonous daughters. And then, you know, noble knights or kings and their chaplains.
The high school performance of The Uniform Unicorn happens tonight and Saturday night at the Wright Auditorium. The show starts at 6:30 p.m. and doors open at 6. Tickets are $5. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.